With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. A Flathead County resident is Montana's seventh coronavirus death as the state's total cases approach 400. The Flathead City County Health Department said today the individual who died Sunday was over the age of 65 and had underlying health conditions. Health officials said no further information would be released out of respect for the family. According to the latest numbers from the State Department of Public Health and Human Services, Montana has 394 cases, an increase of 29 since Friday. 21 people are currently hospitalized. Gallatin County has 138 cases, just over a third of the state's total. 62 of the county's cases were confirmed among people ages 20 to 39. Montana's flagship public universities are cutting staff and extending remote learning and social distancing measures as the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Montana continues to rise. The University of Montana in Missoula is furloughing 63 employees through August 1st. Furloughed staff, primarily working in what UM calls auxiliary operations, will continue to receive benefits like health insurance and will be able to access unemployment. UM President Seth Bodner says he is donating a quarter of his $327,000 salary back to the university. He says other members of the senior leadership team are also donating portions of their salaries. Montana State University in Bozeman announced today it will offer all of its summer courses online. The university says it's possible it may offer a small number of hands-on, experiential courses later in the summer. The Montana University System, which includes 16 facilities statewide, has ordered a hiring freeze, though a few exceptions have been granted. Montana is suing several tobacco companies for allegedly withholding millions of dollars owed to the state under a landmark tobacco settlement agreement. Edward O'Brien reports.
Montana Attorney General Tim Fox says enough is enough. Fox, who's seeking the Republican gubernatorial nomination, announced Monday his office is suing several tobacco companies for allegedly withholding $43 million from Montana.
And we will not let them get away with it.
22 years ago, Montana and every other state and territory in the country reached an agreement with the nation's largest tobacco companies. The deal resolved suits filed to cover the costs of caring for sick smokers. It stipulated the cigarette makers pay the states over $200 billion and agree to marketing restrictions to curb youth-oriented advertising. In exchange for annual payments, Montana agreed to end its lawsuit, but the state asserts the defendants, which include Philip Morris, R.J. Reynolds, and Brown and Williamson, now regularly claim baseless disputes to avoid paying the state millions of dollars. The suit says the companies refuse to pay, forcing Montana to litigate each dispute, creating a lengthy backlog. The claim says that even if Montana wins a dispute, the tobacco companies refuse to pay until similar disputes are resolved with other states. Tim Fox asserts the companies are intentionally dragging their heels to avoid paying what's owed Montana.
We also have a set of statutes called the False Claims Act that provides for stiff penalties for companies who try to avoid paying money they owe the state. The tobacco companies have violated these laws, and we will not let them get away with it. A deal is a deal.
The tobacco payments help fund smoking cessation programs as well as children's mental health initiatives, Medicaid, the Children's Health Insurance Program, and communicable disease programs. Fox does not anticipate a quick end to the dispute, saying he expects that tobacco companies will delay, stall, and deflect the lawsuit for as long as possible. The suit was filed Friday in Lewis and Clark County District Court. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Flathead County reported Montana's seventh coronavirus death on the same day the county's largest hospital announced pay cuts and furloughs that will affect about 600 workers. Kalispell Regional Healthcare says it's projecting losses of $16 million a month due to the cancellation of elective surgeries and halting other services. In a release, KRH said furloughed staff will continue to receive health insurance benefits through the end of August, and the company will facilitate access to unemployment benefits and the KRH Foundation's Employee Crisis Fund. The Flathead City County Health Department said the person who died of COVID-19 on Sunday was over the age of 65 and had underlying health conditions. Health officials say no further information on the victim will be released. Montana's total coronavirus cases neared 400 on Monday. Montana will offer emergency rental assistance for some low-income families during the novel coronavirus pandemic. Governor Steve Bullock today authorized the Montana Department of Commerce to use temporary assistance for needy families, or TANF funds, for rent and security deposit assistance for TANF-eligible households. Federal relief may also be used for families not eligible for TANF. The Commerce Department is expected to announce details on eligibility and the application process on April 17th. Bullock previously barred landlords from evicting or enforcing late fees against tenants who could not pay rent due to impacts from the pandemic. The Montana Landlords Association have protested the measure, saying the directive harms landlords who are still on the hook for their own financial obligations. The State Department of Industry and Labor issued 35,000 unemployment payments last week, up 44% over the previous week. The eviction ban, along with Bullock's stay-at-home and school and business closure orders, are in effect through April 24th. A survey released today shows a majority of Montanans support public lands, even amid the coronavirus pandemic. Yellowstone Public Radio News' Kayla DeRoche reports.
Pollsters with the University of Montana and its research partners surveyed around 500 voters statewide along bipartisan lines to see what Montanans think about public lands policy and the contribution of the outdoors to the quality of life and economy in the state. Dave Metz with MF3 Research says the results serve as an unbiased resource.
It is not to advocate for policy A or policy B, but provide an input for policymakers to use, a reference point, about what Montanans think about some of these issues.
UM's Crown of the Continent and Greater Yellowstone Initiative has commissioned the report every 2 years since 2014. Researchers say the 2020 voter survey on public lands comes with a 4.4% margin of error. Around 89% of surveyed voters said they felt the outdoors helped the state economy, a slight uptick from 2018, and numbers show that many Montanans want to see the government either maintain or increase protections for wilderness and recreational areas. More than 70% of respondents supported water protection initiatives, including the federal Blackfoot Clearwater Stewardship Act, which would permanently protect the Blackfoot watershed tributaries and land, and the Montana Headwaters Legacy Act, a federal bill that would protect 17 of Montana's rivers and connected acreage. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.